So Sven, where did you actually get these jingles from?
This is Black Hole. It's a Disney movie.
It's a Disney movie?
Yeah, it's an intro to this Black Hole Disney movie.
All right.
Yeah. It's from an episode where Walt Disney actually died and the company wasn't knowing where to go and they made this movie. It's a very dark movie and well, actually, I like it. It's some sort of scary.
Okay.
And it's about some spaceships revolving around a black hole. So it's really matches the topic of this camp, I think.
Okay.
Because it's space connected.
Space and black holes and wormholes and other stuff and
yeah, actually I would say that we should create a program of putting politicians into a black hole.
Yeah. Bureaucrats as well.
Yeah, and lawyers. Yeah.
Lawyers are evil.
All of them going into the black hole.
Yeah, so basically we should come one.
Okay, so we need a rocket.
We come one.
Yeah, this is the latest morning show in the world, and it is about 14:04 on the clock. We are broadcasting on 92.6 FM, and we are decked, you call 1926, and streamings are running at signal.hackerspaces.org or radio.etv.cx/signal.org. Yeah, the weather at this campsite is, well, I would say it's cloudy and
windy,
cloudy, barely 20 degrees Celsius, maybe some rays of sun as well, but yeah, the weather can be better, but luckily it's not too hard to do some work, do some hacking, have a look at your screen because it's too bright to see anything. So I think the weather is great for doing some hacking stuff. Yeah, we were talking about some cams, and DJ Sakic is holding the map and the booklet upside down. Yeah. So actually, what are we going to visit next?
First things first, we're gonna of course walk around Hex Square. I mean.
Hex Square.
Yeah, because Hex Square is a bunch of hackerspaces as well from the Benelux, and of course we have a lounge, and we have an awesome retro tent with all the classics you can possibly imagine from even before you were born.
Oh.
So even the ones you can't remember, they have them there. So go check them out. They have a few hundred consoles, I think.
Consoles. Yeah. Actually, I'm really keen on seeing the Commodore 64 being a...
Commodore 64, Ataris. I mean, everything. NES, Segas, the lot. So you can really eat your heart out if you're a retro freak there.
And we have to find out what's going on in the hardware hacking tent. I see Mitch Altman has been a guest to this tent as well. He is putting some stuff there. I'm pretty sure he's doing soldering lessons and helping people getting stuff done, especially if you're going to do your first soldering ever in your life. Mitch is the man who can help you, and so you should go see him. Actually, I see him running around in front of our studio tent, and he's having a lot of time. In case you don't know him, he's the man who's a little bit old and has purple and
don't call
red
Mitch
and
old.
Green. No. I
you call him experienced, not old.
Yes. Probably yes. I apologize. But Mitch Altman is a great guy.
Absolutely.
You have to meet him. He is a very
He teach me how
nice.
To solder.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually was really really bad at it because I had some experience at school, but there was just on a small board and not much of electronics. So I came to Mitch and said, Mitch, well, I need to solder this TV begone. He said, well, it's okay. It's no problem. I can teach it how you to do and just relax and just go with the flow. We're literally with the solder flow and actually it worked and it's actually working and I actually put a lot of already put a lot of TVs out in the supermarkets and in the hardware stores and computer stores, etc.
Yeah, and
so,
then they deserve to be put out.
And then they kicked me out.
Yeah, oh man.
Yeah, that sucks. Too bad. But it was what I was about to try, and it was really fun to do. So yeah, so if you have projects with soldering stuff or other kinds of hardware hacking, there's a huge tent here on Hex Square as well.
Actually, there's a Fab Lab truck behind this hardware tent.
Yeah. You can create your own vinyl stickers and other make. Oh, now make a bot is Wim, right? So what can you do in the FabLab truck? You have a laser cutter, I think, and what else?
Yes, a laser cutter and a 3D printer as well, I think. So you can really build stuff. And that's about the great thing about this camp is that somebody has an idea, and it takes about 5 minutes to an hour, and then it's made.
Yeah,
out of actual stuff, and you have it in your hands.
Yes,
this is such a great feeling. You barely need to know someone who has the capabilities and the hardware, and all the hardware is here.
Yeah,
you can actually use it, and people let you use it. You use it, and that's just a great experience, I think.
Metal, wood, and vinyl, and plastic, and everything.
Everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's. It's awesomeness extreme, but everything on this campus is seems like awesomeness extreme. Everything is bigger and better and harder, faster, stronger. That is our motto for Binary Voice as well: harder, faster, better, stronger. So we are really, 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 really proud to be here and make some cool noises on the actual air and on decks as well, and I think on streams. And so can you shout one more? Our frequencies and our deck stuff, Mr. Sven.
Yeah, I will do it. Hey, you are listening to Binary Voice on 192.6 FM. You can listen to our streams at radio.etv.cx/signal.org or go to signal.hexaspaces.org. And you can call deck to 1926. And actually, there's our frequency encoded, just in case you were wondering. So, and I think we have some more music going on.
Oh, actually, something about the stream. You have to put port 8000 in the stream, in the URL. So it's radioetv.cx/8000/signal-ogg. Dealer's Wheel.
Latest morning show in the world. Yeah, we were talking about cams and Hex Square, and it's particularly. So, what are the things that are going on in other cams? Basically, we don't know, but we should know.
Why don't we know that?
Because nobody told us.
So, can someone go figure that out? What's happening? Or
if somebody is knowing what's going on in the rest of the camp besides Hex Square, please come to our radio station. Go on air and tell us what you've done, what you've prepared, what you are going to show to the world concerning hacker spaces, concerning making stuff, programming stuff, and actually going to space.
Space, the stuff beyond the sky. Could be.
Okay. So actually, I hope we are prepared to have some call-ins as well. If you want to call our studio,
I have no idea if it's already working.
Yeah, because of the breakdown this morning. But actually, you can come to our studio tent. It's on Janeway. It's house number 42, obviously. And then just wave your hand, say hello, and then we are getting you on air and let you tell what you are doing in your camps.
So if you want to promote your village or your camp or whatever you're going to do, if you have a workshop that you want to promote, I don't think there are the workshops on this map, are
no,
they?
No. Actually, I think they are in the wiki.
Yeah, but I mean, if you want to promote your stuff on air, on everything, just come over here and we'll grant you a generous slot to talk about what you do. So please come over.
Yeah, please do.
It was Good Grief by the Urban Dance Squad.
Surprise ending.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention, so I'm very, very sorry.
Okay. Yeah, so actually, the Space Camp. What is it going to be about? Well, we're discussing the different villages that are existing on this camp. If you have a look at the map, which was name sounds promising? I think...
Dark System? Yeah.
Yes. Blackout.
Blackout.
Sounds like a little bit of danger being there. So, Giraffe Village, the outer space, sounds nice. They're actually nice guys. I met them 2 years ago in Atar. Was nice. Something new is Trantish. It's next to a radio station. I haven't looked what they are actually doing. We have ham radio, of course. The Blinken area next to the POC. Blinken area.
Blinken lights. Woo-hoo.
Blinken lights. Yeah, satellites need some blinken lights on them to be seen, I think.
Hopefully.
And at the far end, next to the mission control, is the motor drone. Lots and lots of quadcopters and what are they? Quadruple copters and 6-time rotor copters and then 8-time copters and then I don't know. But at least they are 4, I think.
True.
Yeah, and then we have the Hackers on a Plane. Camp location, it's in the middle of nowhere.
Where is it? I'm trying to look for it.
It's south of the Hack Center. Above Kourou and Baikonur, actually. Next to the showers and the toilet location.
Is it? Oh, I can see multiple planes in there, so...
Multiple planes? No, you don't have to see an airplane.
Okay.
It's called Hoap.
Oh, there it is. Somewhere.
Yeah. So if you're actually intending to meet some guys from the US and from overseas, then this is the place to go. These are the lucky guys that went to this camp by an actual airplane directly landing on this working airfield next to us. Using an Antonov AN-2, I think.
Yeah, some practical information as well. Not on the camp, but outside of the camp. There is a 2 supermarket stores pretty nearby. Not by walking distance. Well, if you want to walk, what is 3-4 miles, I think.
Miles? Calculating distances in kilometers.
Don't ever do that again to my mixer thingy. Please, put it back now. Thank you very much. Thank you.
We must apologize to all the listeners and the audience.
Yeah, GMC is once again fucking up with my stuff, and now I can't hear myself, and you probably hear some strange stuff going on as well. So I think we're going to put up some music and I go slap GMC around with a large trout. And
please do.
And see what he's doing. And then
I'll be watching you.
And then we'll continue the show?
Yeah.
All right, great. Once again, not paying attention. Again,
Oh my god!
So busy, people coming around and having to ask stuff and talk stuff and yeah, you just kind of forget that there is also music playing, which does end at some point.
Yes,
so I'm sorry.
It does end, and this this show actually will end, but it's in half an hour away still. But we were discussing camps and the villages on this camp, and all this was done by holding this nice booklet folder, and. I must ask everyone on this camp to actually read the manual to the camp, which is printed on this folder and booklet. And the most important stuff point on this folder is actually take your stuff with you and dispose of it properly.
Yeah,
there are plenty of trash bins placed all over the place. And if you don't know how to properly dispose, and if you don't do Mülltrennung and stuff like that, then you do this all your stuff into this residual waste, Restmüll, and you are done. Don't leave bottles lying around. Don't leave paper flying around. Don't leave anything of your belongings back, and don't treat it like it's no more yours. It is yours, and the people organizing the camp and then doing the teardown 4 days from now will have a hell of a job to actually clean the field. And this is no nice behavior, so please take care of your stuff.
True. I mean, that's the problem with every festival, is waste and...
Actually, it used to be not much of a problem for hacker camps.
No, but hacker camps has gone bigger and bigger and bigger, and there are more people, and...
Yeah, so this has a problems, of course. So please do take care of your stuff. Yeah, it's not much of an effort.
And I think I speak according to For the Angels as well, that they always need more people. To help out with all kinds of stuff, guiding traffic, collecting trash. I mean, if you wanna help, contact them. The number should be on here.
Yeah,
somewhere.
It's 1023. So 1023 to
yes,
call the Heaven, and register as a volunteer, or please go directly to the Heaven. It's located on the map. It's actually in a nice spot in the outskirts of the camp. And they have a kitchen there. You might be able to get some food if you work enough. I don't know where the daily limit is. You have to work, but catering is taken care of somehow. And they have some nice retreat area, lounge, hacker space, whatever, I think. And a nice bar in this command shelter they are located in. So actually, if you try to see much of the camp, meet different people, communicate and help this camp, make this camp possible, so you actually should volunteer.
Speaking of bars, A, where is the bar? B, where can I get my mate?
Actually, I don't know.
Perhaps, GMC, do you know where the bar is and where we can get mate?
I think there are near. That's a good question. We were looking for a bar yesterday night, but everything was closed already. There's a couple of them. There's one on the corner, I think, where you go to the workshop shelter, right near the entrance, actually.
Let's have a look.
Yeah, actually, I've seen something of the like a bar next to the POC.
That's
it's on the edge of Bas Aurin Boulevard and Launchpad Road.
If you take a corner there, slightly behind the trees, there's a pizza place actually.
Yeah, right at the street crossing, there is some food going on. I think they have Indian food on this plan today. And then just a couple of tents later on, there is actually a bar, and always be reminded of Trockendock. Which is the last shelter at Mission Control Turnpike. There seems to be a bar located as well, according to the map icon. So Trockendock would rate as a bar as well. It's next to the Hack Center, if you are asking.
The question remains, can I get mate there? Because for those who haven't been around here for the last few days, there was or slash is a issue with mod supply, or is that confirmed to be over now, and can we get unlimited supplies of the good yellow stuff?
Actually, I don't have any idea. I only have read some rumors about Marta supplies being short.
We will send.
I cannot confirm anything.
Okay, we will send out a mobile reporter to see how much Marta there is, and we'll probably have it in the next hour in the news.
Hopefully,
to see how much we actually have. But perhaps one of the angels can tell us. Perhaps Buck Blue. So let's see if we can get him over here, if he's not too busy because he's running around. And he can shed a light on how much Club Mate we actually have available for the upcoming 24 hours. I mean, that's the kind of distance you have to look at when it comes to Mate for about 3,000 hackers. So. Pallets of the stuff.
Yeah, but do you expect Buck Blue or anybody else to tell you the truth that there is no martyr left, or that the martyr supplies will only be available for the next 12
so
or 24
hours?
So
you just go run around the bars and ask for 50 bottles of mate, and then say, oh, okay, and then say, have you also got 100 bottles, and then 150, and and once they say, well, that's going to be really hard, and we, okay, so we have like that amount of bottles of mate left, so we have about 20 minutes supply left.
Actually, I had a rumor that the shortage on Mate was that there were no empty bottles available.
Okay.
And that takes us back to take care of your stuff and properly dispose of everything,
yeah.
Especially bottles.
And also,
glass bottles.
Also a shout out to Hackerspaces for that, because I know that a lot of Hackerspaces have empty bottles of Mate. Please bring them back, because yeah, they can't refill those bottles if there are no bottles. I mean, we can't produce them indefinitely. So bring your empty bottles back to either the bar. I don't know if they use a credit system for.
I have no idea.
So we have to check all those things out. It's very 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 early in the camp already, and this information all has to come to us. Within the next hours, and we will tell you, of course, once we know how the situation occurs.
Yeah. On what music?
On what music? On something stronger, something a little more heavier.
Heavier, like
yeah.
Mate.
Like heavier, like
heavy Mate.
Like heavier, like grassier, like greenier, like Green Day.
Yeah, this is the latest morning show in the world. We are broadcasting on 92.6 FM. We are available on DECT. We are 1926 on your dial phone. And we are available via streams. We have radio.etv.cx/8000/signal.org. So you have to connect to port 8000. You can go to streams.xenim.de or you go to signal.hackerspaces.org. This is a worldwide broadcast system. Yeah. What do I hear in the back?
Justice.
Whatever.
Justice.
No streams.
No streams yet?
No, actually the streams Xenim.de are
down.
Not working.
We had a few issues with this Xenim yesterday, so... So let's see what Diggy is actually writing on the paper.
Yeah.
Tiny URL.
Stuff is developing.
.com/ Oh, okay.
No, it's a tinyurl.com. You go to tinyurl.com/hx2-radio.
Okay.
Which translates to Hex Square Radio. Yeah.
Excellent.
And then... And when we have the Hex Square Radio schedule, connect with Dashes, and you are going to see what's on next hour. Yeah.
So is it a stream or is it a schedule? Is it a schedule? Okay. So
okay.
I get it. So
tinyurl.com/hexsquareradio or tinyurl.com/hexsquareradio schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Dashes. So
nice one.
Hex Square Hex 2 dash radio is a stream, and Hex 2 dash radio dash. Schedule is a schedule.
There we fixed it.
There we fixed yeah. it. Yay! Music.
Yeah, the latest morning show in the world. By now you are supposed to have finished your daily routine and think about some breakfast. I've seen pasta being carried around. So this is definitely on the cam, but I'm actually opting for stuff like this one. Wasabi flippies. It's a nice breakfast, isn't it?
Wasabi flippies? I'm not such a wasabi guy, so...
No, but flippies make a great breakfast, I think. Mm-hmm.
Flippy.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is all about space. I think, do flippies go into space? Given enough thrust, everything goes into space.
Yeah. Let's burn it.
Yeah.
It'll work.
Will work. I installed a thermometer in the studio.
Oh, I think you... I thought you installed it somewhere else, but...
No. Actually, it's a carry-around thermometer, and it has two sensors, and the internal sensor tells us that in the set is 10. Oh, we have... about 21 degrees. So it's quite a nice temperature. But on the outside, it's way below 19. It's 18.5. So, take care of yourself if you're walking around outside. It's that you don't get any cold. And the weather, by the way, it's, cloudy. And it stays like this. And the weather forecast tells us about maybe some showers of rain during the day from time to time. The probability is about 85% for some rain stuff coming down. So, it's like the last days, probably.
More rain.
I wouldn't rate it rain. If it's only making the grass some wet.
Yeah, but moist, just damp in the moist, morning. I mean, yeah. Everything is damp in the morning and cold in the evening, so...
It is damp in the morning, nonetheless. Yeah. Rain or not.
We continue on, I mean. We're crazy, we're loca people. What the fuck? This was Sacnoel. Look at people, and for you guys that don't know, this was some semi-hit pop culture thingy in the Netherlands because of the really bad vocals and the really crappy noise. And I just wanted to share it with you. So
yeah, it's a great idea. Actually, that's one of the things I do like most is that you get connected and in contact with is so many strange music titles you've never heard of, and which. Didn't make it around the world, but only had a fame locally. So yeah, it was a nice song actually.
Yeah,
yeah. So we are in the couple of last minutes in the show, the last 10 minutes, I think. The setup for the next hour is already going on. We have Jinx on in the studio. Jinx, what are you going to talk about?
I have no clue. We have the Good Taste Show of the Feast. We're going to play good, nice music.
Like Soka, like Sacnoel Look at People? Or
yeah,
okay,
mostly.
Okay, that determines your good the determination of good taste. I mean,
we are going to define good taste.
Redefine good taste. Are you going to do a show tonight as well?
Probably.
Which is called Bad Taste?
Yeah, which is called Drunk Stuff.
Okay, so it's basically Hooker Radio again all over, but uh-huh. with more liquor.
Yes.
Okay, great.
And less echo. Oh.
Okay. Okay. So you have something to look forward to in the next hour, starting at 3 o'clock here on 92.6 FM, and we have the tinyurl.com/hexsquareradio, which is HX2-radio, and you can have a look at our schedule at hexsquare-radio-schedule@tinyurl.com, of course. So yeah, do I hear some music coming up?
Pete Philly and Perquisites. Lazy. That's why actually what I am at the moment, lazy, so...
Yeah. Okay, so, finishing move for the latest morning show in the world here on Binary Voice on 92.6 FM. So, yeah, we had a nice morning, wake-up call, stuff like this. We looked at the opening ceremony, the space program, hackerspace program, and had a talk with Nick Farr, explaining what he is about to do, make us hacker do, and yeah, there was some fun of on the show, I think, and we had some decent music. Thanks, DJ Psychic.
You're welcome, Sven.
Yeah, okay. And if you want to complain about this show and have to have some say about this show being crap, you have to call this very number, and otherwise, I'm saying goodbye. See you tomorrow.